Parallel meridians, rudely pecked into the glass, surround these footpads goblets. Fill to this mark, and your charge is but a penny. To this, a penny more, and so on to the full glass, the Cape Horn measure, which you may gulp down for a shilling. Upon entering the place, I found a number of young seamen gathered about a table, examining by a dim light the diverse specimens of scrimshander. I sought the landlord, and, telling him I desired to be accommodated with a room, received for answer that his house was full, not a bed unoccupied. "But avast," he added, tapping his forehead, "you hain't no objections to sharing a harpooner's blanket, have ye? I suppose you're goin' a-whaling, so you better get used to that sort of thing." I told him that I never liked to sleep two in a bed, that if I should ever do so it would depend upon who the harpooner might be, and that if he, the landlord, really had no other place for me, and the harpooner was not decidedly objectionable, why, rather than wander further about a strange town on so bitter a night, I would put up with the half of any decent man's blanket.